Oh, I tell you. I'll try to make this a Cohen Meanderer recording. It'd be good. I haven't done one in a bit. Done a lot of personal recordings, but not one of these. I was listening to the No Agenda show. You know, I don't have notes here, but you can look it up. The No Agenda. Some people call it a podcast. Some people call it a show. It just depends on how you kind of look at it. They certainly look at it as a podcast. Regardless, they're talking about the fact that Bill Maher on his show said something wrong. I don't remember what it was, but it was a common cliche, but he said it wrong. And I wish I could remember what it was. It's not that important what it actually was, but that this is done. And it came to me yet again that there are a lot of evil things that happen. Bill Maher's an interesting guy. He's kind of a maverick. A lot of comedians are, and he highlights a very important aspect of Gadiant and robber things. I know I've talked several times about one of the most important things that I have learned over time through a lot of esoteric research. And let me tell you, I just brush over things. If I have any depth at all, it's because I'm looking under things. Because I don't do much more than a cursory evaluation of lots and lots of things. But if you want to engage the powers of evil, if you want to engage Satan in some scheme you've got, in something you're doing, you have to write it down. You have to make it publicly available. You have to make it so that other people can get to it and find it. The Carnegie libraries are actually a public repository of evil intentions. And you'd think, oh no, it does a whole lot more. And that's fine. It does do a whole lot more. But just know that its existence has a lot to do with being the repository of evil intentions. So that you can go and you can read about the evil intentions. I don't know what works about that. I don't know why it's this way. I don't know if it's some kind of deal struck between God and Satan to let Satan operate on this sphere, which God does for reasons of opposition. There needs to be opposition in all things to make a good test. Satan goes, oh, I'll give people a great test. You know, as long as I get the chance to turn souls to me and they will do my bidding and they will do my will because they want power and gain. So evil intentions have to be publicly published. And sometimes these libraries, now, it may not be on the front shelf. It may be in the back, behind a glass case. but you have to be able to get to it. It doesn't mean it has to be easy. It just has to be publicly available. This is some kind of deal. Anyway, Bill Maher, now he does very well. And he is able to be very influential. And when he uses, I don't know if it's a euphemism or a cliche or just a saying that we have, and he twists it wrong, he prides himself on how smart he is. And I don't know if he's really all that well studied, but he always tries to give the impression that he's that way. He wants to appear a very intellectual comedian. He loves to he loves to brush it off, you know, when people say, hey, he says, I'm just this guy, I'm just a comedian. But he also knows that he has quite a bit of influence. And he's a maverick. He doesn't toe the party line hard at all. In fact, sometimes he doesn't toe it at all. And some people, and that's part of his appeal, is that you say, ooh, you know, he isn't just a patsy of the stated players, you know, of evil. He isn't in the pocket of, oh, corrupt politicians, from what you say, except for the sign. Now, we know from the Book of Mormon and the Gadianton robbers there, and you go, what are these Gadianton robbers? And you go, well, they are evil people who, it's not really so much a conspiracy as it is kind of a brotherhood that we are going to protect each other from bad things happening to us. If a Gadianton robber murders somebody, he knows that those in the brotherhood have agreed not to turn him in, not to turn it against them, even if it means that they don't get to take advantage of the situation as much as they would like. You know, that's why people say, "Oh, there's conspiracies and oh, evil people in dark smoke-filled rooms plotting." Horrible things, plotting our demise, doing all this. And you go, not necessary. All they need to do is not interfere with the evil workings of others. They don't have to work together. It doesn't mean that they can't, but it just means they don't have to. And you know, evil doesn't tend to. It tends to do its own thing. The first thing about evil is it's all about you. So, and this is something I've been thinking about as I've been getting together a talk about hubris. It's all about you. It's all about exalting yourself above others, above God, if you can do it. You think you can do it. You delude yourself into thinking you can do it. That's what brought Satan's down. That's what brought down Lucifer. And he became Satan. Was the whole idea that he would exalt himself either to God's level, which is what he told God, or beyond him, which is what he really wanted, that maybe was not so stated. Anyway, you would give a sign. There was a secret sign that would pass between you and a fellow Gadianton robber. So you would recognize each other. And mostly that would be so that you would know that they were also on the side of evil, and that if they were up to something, you shouldn't interfere with them. You shouldn't turn them in. If you want to offer help, you can. It's always with the whole thing, hey man, I'll scratch your back if sometime in the future you scratch mine. One day I will ask for a favor from you and you will not question it. You know, that kind of business. And I think Bill Maher, in saying kind of a cliche term, saying, and I wish I could remember what it was, they said it was something about hand cart, but the only problem is it was, you know, a head basket. He used hand cart instead of head basket. And it immediately came to my mind, oh, that's a sign. That's a sign put out on the airwaves that Bill Maher is still working for evil. Because he said some things as a Republican that really made kind of more conservative-leaning Republicans like say, wow, is he turning and becoming one of us? And this is an indication that he's just being tricky. He's just playing a game, being cunning. That's one thing Gadiat robbers and evil love to be known for, is their cunning. And his misuse, a dumb sounding misuse, like it's like you don't know the saying, you screwed it up. And it's like a person that touts himself as being kind of the intelligent intellectual comedian, very, very influential. Everybody wants to get on his show because of the influence it carries. He says that as a sign to his Gadianton robber-ish brethren and sisters that he's still part of the group, that he still works for evil. And that other, they call them leftists. I think they're borderline evil. Many of the upper echelons of them. This is always an elitist thing. It's a sign to them, probably prearranged, to say, if you'll say this, we will continue to keep you in our councils. We will continue to keep you in our elite Gadiat robber group. Now, you know, there is kind of an evil henchman auxiliary to it for everybody. They don't turn down anybody from serving this sort of evil. You know, and they have their signs too. But this incident where he said something that made him look kind of ignorant, dumb. And you can say, well, then he's really kind of dumb. And I'm sure he'll blow it off and say, well, I just said that, you know. And you go, if somebody ever kind of brings him the task about, the guys on the No Agenda podcast did. But they didn't say what it was about. It's just like, well, he's just stupid. And you're going, you know, he tries to make like he's smart, but he's really stupid. He doesn't know how to use the words right. And it's like, I think it's much deeper than that. I think he is giving a sign, perhaps even prearranged sign, that even though he sometimes pillories the left, and even the elites, that he is still in their, I don't know if he's in their pocket. He really wants to be one of them. You have to understand that it's always this weird thing about who's in whose pocket. Dang it. I always hit this wrong. And I get upset, and then I do something really stupid. Sorry. I need to be good about that. Well, everything, I caught the things that are really horrible to do. The water has now fallen down where it always falls. Well, I have to practically slam on the brakes to make that turn because I always hit it wrong. There's always people coming. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Sorry. These things are deeper signals between the powerful evil, which are analogous to the Book of Mormon's Gadiant robbers, a signal to each other that they're with each other, that they are in cahoots, if only to just not trample on them. And let me tell you, Bill Maher, for all of his sometimes distancing himself from the evil sorts, they have not really come back at him particularly. They have not come back and said turncoat and done things to him. He could get his show easily taken away by the powerful. He may think he is so useful a venue for them that they won't get rid of him. And that may be true, but it probably isn't true. If he decided to really turn a corner authentically, he would be gone. He would be gone from the powers that be. The powers that be are not the good. The powers that be are bad. I use that euphemism. That's Satan and his cronies. And it's evil, nasty, corrupting hierarchy. Well, I'm nearly to my end. And the other turn that I sometimes take way too hard because everybody wants to go 75 and all of a sudden you've got to make a sharp turn. Oh, it's terrible. Anyway, let me leave you with a most poignant blessing, the blessing of my fathers, the priestly blessing. The Lord bless you, keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance toward you and give you peace.